Yesuras Eretz Canaan, you have the 12 Meraglim. There's a Medrash, and also Yerushalmi and Soita, that Be'emeth every Shevet sent two Meraglim. Now the Pasuk only mentions one of them. There's a Shtikla Ha'ara. We know, we learn out the Gemara Megillah that Ein Dover Shebekedusha Pachas Me'asara. We learn out from Gzereshah Ve'Eda that Eda is Asara because Yotzu Yeshua Ve'Kalev, that was good, and Eda is Asara. Mechayr, according to this Yerushalmi, a person should need 22 for a minion, because there was 24 minus Yeshua Ve'Kalev. Lafan Vissen Vais Tachash that the Makar of Eda is only what's Mefurish Bakra. Mefurish Bakra is only 12. Kulam Anoshim, Rashi says, Oysa Shok Sheirim Hayu. Then there's a steer in Rashi. Later on, Rashi says, Makish Halichosan Lebiyosan, Ma Biyosan Bavera Af Halichosan, Ma Biyosan Be'etzera Af Halichosan Be'etzera. Undoshtei Po'oysa Shok Sheirim. After there was already a Machshavara, Ksheirim Hayu and Maisa, but there was already Eitzera as Shoen Given, and you could still call them Ksheirim. After. Steer is a steer. The Chavetz Chaim al HaTayr is Mavar, that we know Yeshua and Kaliv were the two good Meraglim. There was a chilik in the whole Mahalach HaDvarim between Yeshua and Kaliv. Kaliv, he learns up, the whole time, went along with the Meraglim. He went along with the Meraglim. Yeshua, from the beginning, was already going against them. That's why later, Vayas Kaliv Esa'am, Kaliv tried to make them quiet. And then, as we know, Rashi brings, what did Kaliv say? V'chirak zeh osalonu ben Amram? And they thought that he's coming to say Gnus. Because Be'emes, a lot of times, whenever it says Ben Amram, it means Gnus. And then he continued, and he went along and said the good things. Karalanu v'sayom v'chule. But Yeshua couldn't have done that. Yeshua wouldn't have been able to pull them quiet. Yeshua, from the beginning, was already going against the Meraglim. Kaliv, they thought, was on his side. Why didn't Kaliv take from the Peiris Ha'aretz? Right? It says eight of them took. Anovim. Why didn't he take from the Peiris Ha'aretz? If he was really going along with them. Yeshua bin Nun, the Chasam Sofer writes, why is it bin Nun? It should really be Yeshua ben Nun. So the Chasam Sofer, because the Yud of Yeshua comes from the Sarai, right? Sarai turned into Sarah, and that Yud went to Yeshua. His name was Hosea, and the Yud of Sarah came to Yeshua. But the Yud of Sarai has no Nakudos. So where do you get the Shva, the two Nakudas of the Shva for Yahushua? You have to take it from Ben, from the Segel of Ben, so it turns into Yahushua bin Nun. Azoy zok techasam soifer. Nerachava ha'ara doshteit Hosea bin Nun. This is when he's still Hosea, and it still says bin Nun. This is ha'ara of techasam soifer. L'matei Yosef, l'matei Menashe Gadi ben Susi. So the emeth, there's a few ha'aras. First of all, the Seder of the Shvatim is very shver. The Seder of the Shvatim, it's not going in any specific order, it's not clear. And also, why does it mention Yosef by Menashe? It should have mentioned already earlier, Lamate Yosef, Lamate Ephraim, Moshe Avinun. The Ramban writes that Dibalt Yosef was Moitzi Diba on Ochiv, so it's Matim that it should say Yosef by Menashe, who was one of the Meraglim that was Moitzi Diba, Lafuki by Ephraim, Lamate Ephraim was Moshe Avinun, and Moshe Avinun wasn't Moitzi Diba. Azoy Zok the Ramban. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky writes that the reason it says it by Yosef, he says a big chiddush, that Nestami Yosef had other children besides Ephraim and Menashe. Now Yosef was given the Bechayra, and Yosef turned into Ephraim and Menashe, there was two Shvatim. But the rest of the children of Yosef, there were other children. They were toffled to one of the Shvatim. Which one? You have to know the Cheshbonis, but they were toffled to Menashe. So it's Lamate Yosef, the rest of the children, Lamate Menashe. The rest of the children of Yosef were toffled to the B'nai Menashe, and they were represented by the B'nai Menashe. Once heard a Mahalach, a Chiddush, what's the Pshat? Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe. Be'emes, there are 12 Shvatim, and there's a lot of times steers. This is not our regular lachas, but it's a big topic. On one hand, Levi is one of the Shvatim, and there are 12 Shvatim. Levi is one, and Yosef is one. On the other hand, Yosef was given a Nachal that he's considered two Shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe. Farshteitzach, whenever Ephraim and Menashe are considered two separate Shvatim, so Levi is not in the Cheshbon. Over here by the Meraglim, Ephraim and Menashe are separate Shvatim. And taka like we see, Levi is not in the Cheshbon. But you have to know, the Gabi what yet? On the Choshen, Levi is the Shevet. It's not Ephraim and Menashe separately. By the Chalukas Ha'aret, it's Ephraim and Menashe. Levi doesn't get a Shevet. What's the Gedorah? When is Levi the Shevet? When is Ephraim and Menashe? Is the Maisel Azeh. You can say a Mahalif that after they entered Eretz Yisrael, when they gave the Chalukas Ha'aret, then it's Ephraim and Menashe. Now over here, the Meraglim are being sent for two Matoris. First of all, they're being sent to be Meragel, to see for the Melchama, to see if they'll be able to do the tachsise melchama of the melchemes getting into Eretz Yisrael, and also Bnei Geyah doing the chalukas haaretz to see what kind of land it is. First of all, Bnei Geyah winning the war, and also Bnei Geyah the chalukah, the kibush and the chiluk. Kibush and chiluk. Bnei Geyah the melchama, so Ephraim and Menashe is one shevet. Levi is a separate shevet. Bnei Geyah the chalukas haaretz, Menashe and Ephraim are separate. Ken Zayin, it's a Dvar Chiddush. Bnei Geyah the melchama, Yosef is one shevet. You have to know why Levi didn't send a meragel Bnei Geyah that. I don't know. Or Yosef is one shevet, and that was Gadi ben Susi. Lamate Yosef is Gadi ben Susi. Benifrat, separately, for the chalukas haaretz, Ephraim and Menashe have to be separate. So Lamate Ephraim is Hoshea ben Nun, and for Mate Menashe is Gadi ben Susi. But Hoshea ben Nun that was sent for Ephraim was only sent for the chalukas haaretz, not for the melchama. It's a gevaldik adik. When Kaliv and Yeshua are trying to convince Kalisha that it is a good matziv. So Kaliv says, Ki yochol nuchalo, will be able to win the war. Yeshua can't say that. That's not his geshef. Yeshua wasn't sent to winning the war. He's not a representative of Benegeda. The next line, Ki toiv ha'aretz ma'ayv ma'ayv, Yeshua is talking. Aber the Ki yochol nuchalo, nor Kaliv can't dazog. Yeshua can't dazog. Ure'isem es ha'aretz ma'ayv, in Balaturim state, there's three times in the Torah where it says Ure'isem. Ure'isem es ha'aretz, it says by in Shmois, Ure'isem ala avnoyim, you should check when the children are born. And we have also, again in this week's parasha, by Tzitzis, Ure'isem oisa yuzachartim es kol mitzvos Hashem. There's a remez, these three Ure'isems, there's a Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Paragimel, that you have to, histakel b'shloish advarim, Ure'isem, histakel b'shloish advarim, ve'ein ataboli de'aveira. Me'ayin bosa, that's Ure'isem ala avnoyim. La'an atahoylech, Ure'isem es ha'aretz. V'lefnei mi'ata osa li'in din v'cheshbin, Ure'isem oisa yuzachartim es kol mitzvos Hashem. The three Ure'isems are the three histakel b'shloish advarim. Now the Yidden come, the Meraglim come back and they want to give the information. They bring back the Peiros Ha'aretz. What's the purpose of bringing that to show that the Peiros are so good? That's the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. This is a bit different from Shatim. The Ksav Sofer writes that the Emes they were coming to say that Bnei Anokim Re'inu Sham, and it's not Shaiach to win the war. V'estuzogim, but we can make a siege. We'll be able to make a Mutzar. We'll close up the land. We won't let any food in. And we'll be able to win the war like that. But look at the Paris, they'll be able to sustain themselves for so long. Look at what kind of fruit they have. We won't even be able to win the war by making a motzor, by making a siege. So about it is the Aveira of the Meraglim. And afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Akenu badever v'ayrishenu v'esa oyschel v'gagodl v'atzum imenu. Let's start again. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu davens, and he says, V'yud gimul midois. And it says the abridged version of the Yud Gimel Midas. In Pasuk Yud Ches, Hashem Erech Apayim V'Rab Chesed Noisei Ovin V'Fasha V'Nake Lo Yinake. It skips some of them. It says only some of the Midas. The Meshech Chochma says a beautiful pshat. What's Hashem Hashem? Normally by the Yud Gimel Midas in Pashas Kisis it says Hashem Hashem. Over here it says one Hashem. Zot the Meshech Chochma, the Emes Shver. What's Hashem Hashem? Like most Mishoyim, it's a Machloikis Mishoyim in Rosh Hashanah. But like most Mishoyim, Hashem Hashem are two of the Midas. Like some Hashem, the first Hashem is not a Midas. That's from the second Hashem, you caught up something else. The Kamashik, we went through a different time. However, according to most Hashem, Hashem is two different Midas. Zakti Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Ani hu kaidim shi, Hashem is Midas Arachanim. Ani kaidim shi yechta, ani Hashem la'acha shi yechta. So Fred sich the kasha, the Mishoyim has the kasha ready. Kaidim shi yechta, what do you need Rachanim? Right? Hashem Hashem. Kaidim chayt la'acha. What do you need Rachanim kaidim chayt? The Mishoyim fragging the kasha. Is the Bali Musa Zogin of the kasha? A mensch was how in a matif as er how koidim sheyechte he's ot he's holding koidim sheyechte tzorich lezer racham and merubim, so the koidim sheyechte also needs a racham. Oh, but the Rosh frekt the kasha, the Rosh and Rosh Hashanah, and the Rosh says by avoid the zora amach shav ro as a kodesh baruch hu's mitzarif l'maisa, by all other things not, but by avoid the zora kodesh baruch hu's mitzarif l'maisa, and you need racham even koidim achit. Zok the meshech chochma, there's two places in the Torah that Hashem brings down the yud gimel midas, in parshas kisisa and in parshas shalach. In Parshas Kisisa, it's right after the Chet Ha'egel. And in Parshas Shlach, it's right after the Chet Meraglim. Zok there. Chet Ha'egel was Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, it says Hashem Hashem. By Avodah Zarah, like the Rosh said, you need Rachamim Koidim Sheyech. In Parshas Shlach, that it's talking about after the Chet Meraglim, it's a Chet of Lashon Hara, a Chet of Bitochen, Amun and Bitochen, whatever the Chet was, Lashon Hara. It's not Avodah Zarah. So there, it only has to say one Hashem. Over there, there's no Hashem Koidim Sheyech. So what does Hashem say? Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Slach no la'avoy no mazeh." Vayoyimer Hashem, "Solachti kedvarecho." I'm selecting them. Ve'ulam, Chai oni v'yamol lichvoid Hashem that kichol Hashem aroyim es kvoidi that I'm going to give them a punishment. Hashem says I'm salachti kedvarecha, but l'maisa this whole door is going to die in the midbar. Like I'm forgiving them, but l'maisa they're going to get a big einish. As I make in the psukim l'chayr salachti kedvarecha, but nevertheless ulam afal piken I'm going to give them a einish. The Chasam Sofer says gevaldik echidish pshat in the pasuk. There's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara says why didn't the Yidden do mila during the midbar? So one pshat is because they were too weak chol shad orcha. The other pshat is because there was no ruach tzfoinis. Correct, the Gemara and Yevamos Daf Ayin Beis. So why wasn't there a ruach tzfoinis? So one pshat is because they didn't want to take away the ani kavod. If the ruach tzfoinis would come, it would blow away. The, like, if there were ani kavod. The other pshat is because nezufin hayu. They were nezufin. They were in cheirim from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's we spoke the other week. That's why they couldn't bring a carbon pesach all the years because they didn't do mila. Why is it a gnus? It's not their fault they couldn't do mila. Because the reason they couldn't do mila is because there was no ruach tzfoinis. Why was there no ruach tzfoinis? Because nezufin. Like this pshat. There's another pshat of if they're nani kavod, but like the pshat of nezufin, they were nezufin. That's why there was no nani kavod. What's the nezufin? Why were they in cherem? Machloikus Rashi Tosis in Yevamos. Rashi says from the chet ha'egel. Tosis asks, how can you tell me they were nezufin from chet ha'egel? By the chet ha'egel it says that Hashem was seleach them. Rather, it's from the chet miracle. Fred the Chasam Sofer, by the chet miraglim also it says salach di kidvarecha. Tosis is dig that it can't be like Rashi's because there was a slicha after the chet ha'egel. The oichet states salach di kidvarecha. Zok the Chasam Sofer pshat in the pasuk after the chet miraglim. Vayoyimur Hashem, right? Moshe Rabbeinu asks slach no lavoinam hazeh. Hashem says back, no, salach di kidvarecha. I already took your advice. By the egel I was already seleach them. This time it's too late. Ulam, this time they're going to get a punishment. Salach di kidvarecha. I was already seleach you the time before. This time already I'm not going to be selech. And he gives them a punishment, and he says, Yoim L'shona, Yoim L'shona. What's the cheshbon of Yoim L'shona? 40 days into 40 years. The Medrash Bama says that it was a big nes. The truth is it should have taken longer than 40 days to go the whole Eretz Yisrael. The reason why it only took them 40 days, Hashem made a nes that it should be, the punishment should be less time, otherwise they'd be stuck in the midbar more. They should take the Medrash. Rabbi Eisel Charif is Masber, it's a Gevaldik, the exact cheshbon of Yoim L'shona. Be'emesh, the Yidden were in the Midbar, a drop less than 40 years. Why? The Yidden entered the Midbar in Tesvav, they left on Pesach, and they entered Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan, 40 years later, 4 days less. Plus, Achadas or Yoim Mehar Choyrid, it's supposed to take 11 days the trip. So that's 15 days altogether. Zok Rabbi Eisel Charif, Rashi says in the beginning of the parasha, Oysa Shok Sheirim Hayu. That hour they were kosher. 40 days, every day has 24 hours. If you're doing Yom L'Shona, every hour is exactly 15 days, right? There's 12 months, break them in half, 24. Is an hour is 15 days. So it's Gevaldik Meduik. The punishment is Yom L'Shona, Yom L'Shona. But Oifa Shok Sheirmayu, there was 1 hour that they were kosher. That 1 hour is, that's why it was talking 40 days, 40 years plus minus 15 days. 4 days that they ended Yud Nisa, plus the 11 days they should have taken. It's Gevaldik Meduik. The punishment is exactly 39 days and 23 hours to 39 years and kamat 40 years, 15 days less. The 15 days is that 1 hour. Now in this cheshbon of the hour, it's Faran Azeh. Faran the Gemara in Soita Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, it's a Mishnah really in Soita Daf Tes. Miriam Himtina Sho Achas LeMoshe. Miriam was mounted by Moshe Rabbeinu, but they satsa v'choysei merochek. Miriam waited by Moshe Rabbeinu for an hour. Sho Achas. Lefikach nis'akvu by Yisrael Zayin Yomim. And the Gemara says with it that the Toiv is much more. She waited 1 hour for Moshe Rabbeinu. She was Zoicha that Klai Yisrael waited for 7 days. Zok Toisus in Soita Daf Yud Aleph. Miriam waited 1 hour. Zok Toisus, it's not, it's Lavdafka 1 hour. Because the Mida Toiv has to be 500 times more. A week is only 168 hours. Zok Toisus doesn't mean Miriam waited an hour. Mistama, it was Shlish Shah, a Revia Shah. Either a third of an hour or a quarter of an hour. That's the Cheshbon. Now, what's make this place? A third of an hour or a quarter of an hour? Make the cheshbon. Which one? So the Marsha Bamis asks, about it's a third of an hour. A third of an hour works out perfectly that 500 times comes to a week. There are 504 third of an hour in a week. It's come out, it works out to 500. What's the thought that the is a quarter of an hour? And Marsha says it's really a third. The Paris Yosef says no, it's not a quarter of an hour. Because Miriam wasn't telling me for a full 7 days. She only saw the tzaras in the middle of the first day. Happened in the middle of the day. And then the last day mixes the Yom Kikulay. So it's really only like 5.5 days. It works out perfectly. A quarter of an hour is exactly the cheshbon. But then Taisus asks, you're telling me that by Miriam she was punished, she got the schos, mida toiva, to get to a full week that they waited for. But by the Meraglim, Fred Taisus, Yom L'Shonath, even more. L'chayr, by the meraglim, it's midirah, it's a punishment. If we know that midirah is 500 times more than midirah, by midirah it should be one for one. So what's yom l'shana? And Tosfos' interesting lashon is, how come by the meraglim we gave even more than we did by Miriam? What does he mean more? By the meraglim, it was day to a year is 365 times more. By Miriam, we went even more. We went 500 times. Now, that's a good kasha. If by Miriam you went 500 times more, by the meraglim you should only go one day per one day. Fine, but that's not how Tosfos asks. Tosfos asks, by the meraglim you went even more. So I was clearing to say a chiddush that by the meraglim only traveled by the day, and they were punished for the year, and they only really traveled during the daytime, so it's half the amount of time, and therefore it's takamur. It's 700 times. The problem is Rabbi Yisrael Charif didn't go like that. Rabbi Yisrael Charif went with the cheshmer the 15 days. He was cheshmering nights and days. Stuff and this. Of Razoi Frek Toises. Now on the etzem kash of Toises, there's other mahalach to say. The Sifurin is medug like that. Yoyim Lishon, it wasn't a punishment 300 times more, because the Yidden in the Dora Midbar died always on Tisha B'Av. So it was really a day for a day. Now every year on Tisha B'Av was the day that they were punished. But it wasn't a year, it wasn't 300 times more the punishment. It was tak a day for a day. When? Once a year on Tisha B'Av was going to be the punishment. It's coming to her to answer Tyson's kasha. Because we know by Midirah it's not supposed to be hundreds of times more. It wasn't. It was a day for a day. When? On Tisha B'Av. Later in the parsha, you have the parsha of Challah. Challah. Reishas Arisei, say Seichem Challah Tarimu Sruma. Kisruma's Goyrin. It's like a truma. Whenever you have a gilgul of an Isa, you have to take off Challah. How much Challah you have to take off? Faran, a famous Noid of Yehuda, the Noid of Yehuda in Shuva, in Tinyon, in Simon Reish Aleph, he writes, Yeshli Loimar Dabar Chodosh, I want to say a Chiddush, he says, Shaloi Kodmani Bazeh Shum Mefoyrish Ay Paisik. I want to say a Chiddush that no one ever said. Zokter Azeh. In the mitzvah of Challah, there's two mitzvahs, and he's Medaigen in the Psukim. There's a mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah, and there's a mitzvah of Nesinas Challah. We know the Gemara says, Chita Achas Paiteres Esakri. One drop, one chita, one mashum is enough to be paiter. On the other hand, he's supposed to give in a Sina Chashum. 1/24th or 1/48th by a Nachtoim. Zog the Noid Yudah, a chiddush that he says, no one ever said. When it says Chita Achas Paiteres Esakri is the Hafrashah. You want to be, it's Tevel right now, you have to take off Challah. What's poiter the kri, benigay, the maisa of Russia, is chita achas by teres esakri. But the mitzvah's nesina is avada 1/24th, mida oiraisa. Now, avada, there's a difference. Mida oiraisa, it's 1/24th of an isorain. No matter how big the is, it's a 1/24th of an isorain, or a 1/48th by an achtan. Mida rabbanan, it's a 1/24th of the entire dough. The dough is much bigger, you have to give much more. And who within by an achtan, 1/48th of the entire isa. Mida oiraisa, it's from one isorain, a 1/24th of an isorain. But he said it's not. There's the hafrosh is a mashu, but the nesina has to be 1/24th. Now, Avadi, you can't be mafresh a mashu and then give a nesina of a 1/24th. You can only be making a nesina on what you were mafresh. You're giving chal over here. You can't take off a mashu of chal and then give samazay matanis. So, as a hechatimsa to give a nesina of a 1/24th, you have to be mafresh a 1/24th to be makayim your mitzvah's nesina. But the emes, it's two different dinam. There's a din of chita achas by teres esakri for the hafrosh, and separately a mitzvah's nesina. As a hechatimsa to be makayim the nesina, you have to take off a hafrosh of a 1/24th. But be'etzim it's separate. The idea is that the Tosfos written in Kedushin Daf Nun Ches already says the exact same Yisoid. He says, L'kadmani Adam Eilam, but the Tosfos already says it. But if you do it, it's a machlekes v'shoinim. Tosfos in Pesachim, and in Gittin Daf Chof, and other places, Tosfos says, he brings a raya that the Torah sometimes says the word Nesina, and it doesn't even have to be a pruta. And he brings a raya, because by Truma it says Nesina, and we know chita achas by teres esakri. So you see, it could say nesina, even though it's not a pruta. According to the yisoid of the Tosfos Rid and the Noid Yehuda, it's not true. The nesina does have to be a pruta. The hafrosh is chita achas by teres esakri. It's not totally zebazet. You see, Tosfos no. Even the nesina midai uraisa, the nesina is chita achas. Now, but this is an interesting musik that it's two separate yana. The hafrosh be'etem is a mashu. Grada the nesina is 1/24th. And fashteitach, in order to be makayim the nesina as a chatimsa, you have to be mafish more. You can't be mafresh a mashu and then give an esina of chulin. The Malvin over here brings down this night of Yudah. He learns it up in the Pesukim even that it's two separate mitzvahs. And the emes, it can be moisif. There's a machloikis Rambam and Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Is it considered two separate mitzvahs? Hafrosh as truma and esina as truma. The Velt wants to say, it's totally in that. If it's two separate mitzvahs, it's mistabe to learn like the Tosfos Rid, that there's two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah of hafrosh is a chita achas, the mitzvah of esina is separate. If it's one mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs, then you don't say like that. It's not muhrach, but it's a shein it clear that it's going to be the machlekes Tosfos and Tosfos Rid, the machlekes Rambam and Rambam. Gishmak to say. Over in the Malvim, he wants to say a tremendous chiddush. Let's say a person makes a very big hafrosh of challah.
he takes off a tenth. He only needs to take off a 24th. He's mafresh mamash a tenth of the whole challah, of the whole dough, or a fifth mamash, a huge amount. And he says on it, harei zeh challah. Avada, all of it is challah. There's no right. There's no shir lamala for challah. You can take off half of it, it's challah. Come out all of it, as long as you mafresh challah. Some of the whole thing you can't do, but anything that you leave over a drop, can be mafresh challah. The whole thing becomes challah, and you have to give it to a kohen. Osir lazar, it's truma. Avada, zok the malbim. 1/24 you have to give to the kohen. The rest of it you could sell. Because the Mitzvah Nesina is only on the 24th. It's not Tomei Zevzeh, the other direction either. You made a bigger hafrasha, avad, all of it is chal. What are you going to do with it? You're a zar? Sell it cheaply to a kohen. But you're allowed to sell it. You don't have to give it. It's not Tomei Zevzeh. The hafrasha is one mitzvah, which only needs a mashahu. And there's a separate mitzvah of Nesina on the 24th. If the hafrasha is smaller, so what could you do? You can't give the full Nesina. If the hafrasha is bigger, it all becomes chala. But there's no mitzvah Nesina on more than the 24th. What are you going to do with it? Sell it to a kohen. That's the opposite end of the chiddush of the Tzitzis Rida. As I state in the Malbim Ovi. You have, near the end of the parasha, you have the sugya of the Mekoshish. Vayiyu b'nei Yisroel b'midbar, vayimtzu ish Mekoshish eitzim b'yayim ha-Shabbos. They found someone being Mekoshish eitzim. What does it mean Mekoshish? It's a machlokes tanoim. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that tzadi vav, three pshat and what it means Mekoshish. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mekoshish mavir arba ames b'shus harav mayu. He was doing the Melechas Havara of Rosh Hashanah. He was carrying in Rosh Hashanah. The Masni Satana, there's a braisa that says, Toilish. He was being Toilish Eitzim. Melechas Toilish. Ravacha Bayagibayim Ma'amar Hayu. He was piling up the wood. So we have three shitas. Havara of Rosh Hashanah, Toilish, Ma'amar. If you do it as a medrash, the Marsha brings it over there in Shabbos, that the Mekoshish, who was Slofchad, was L'Shem Shemayim Miskavim. He was really Miskavim L'Shem Shemayim. What was the L'Shem Shemayim? The Yidden just now, this is according to the way the Ramban learns it, because it's not Pashut when the story of the Mekoshish happened, but the Ramban learns, and it goes Gishmak with this Medrash, that it was right after the Chet Meraglim, and the Yidden just got told that they're not going to be able to stay in and go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to stay in the Midbar. So there's a Mokim for a Havani, and since they're anyway not entering Eretz Yisrael, and maybe the Ikram Atar of Kiyam HaMitzvah is only for Eretz Yisrael, and this that the Mechoyiv now is only a Chetimtzah because they're going to Eretz Yisrael, and now that they're in this Vaser, the Basura Ra, that they're not going to Eretz Yisrael, maybe there's no Indian of keeping the Mitzvahs. So the Mekoshish is Dafka L'Shem Shemayim, went and was Mechal Shabbos, and wanted to get killed, to show the Yidden that should get clear by them that the Mitzvahs are still kind. So you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim. So I had a Ha'ara. He wasn't doing this Malacha for a purpose, he was doing it L'Shem Shemayim. So the Chayyar, why was he doing eights? And one eighth would have been enough. If it's Malachas Toilish, he should have been Toilish 1/8. If it's Malachas Havar versus Ram, he should have been Mavar 1/8. What's Mekoshish eights? If it's Ma'amar, it's good. Ma'amar means piling up pieces of wood. The Chayyar, this Medrash is Gishmak, if you go, that it means Toilish. That it means Ma'amar. But if it means Toilish, or it means Havar versus Ram, why more than one? It's not going to be Gishmak. I think Targum Yonason also brings down this thing that the Mekoshish was doing in the Shem Shemayim. The problem is that Targum Yonason learns that it was Toilish. Avada, the Targum Yonason, it's a Hara. So why does the doctor say Eitzim? Why did he do it with what? If he was only doing the Shem Shemayim, 1/8 would have been enough. That's a Hara. The Marsha asks the Kasha there in Shabbat Tzadivol that if it was Takel Shem Shemayim, so he's not Chayiv Misa. It's the Malachash Ein Itzvicha Lagufa. He wasn't doing it because he needed the wood. He needed to carry the wood or uproot the wood or pile up the wood. He didn't need it. He was doing it to get killed. So it's the Malachash and it's Richa Lagufa. So you have to say that in a Hanami, but we don't know that. We don't see that. What we see, Emel Chaladayin Elamashayin of Royce. And maybe, like this Marsha, you can answer it's Yeduah, there are Devaz, and Shuba has Akasha. There's Yeduah that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to know what's Beliba. He brings down Moshe Rabbeinu was able to know what's Belev Kaladam. So the Gemara learns that from this story of the Mekoshish, the Dinam of Asra. How could not the dinim of Asra? Moshe Rabbeinu could just look whether he was amazed or not. That is, if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to look whether he was amazed or not, he's going to be potter because he's a malach and tzvicha l'gufa because he did it l'shem shemayim. You have to go through with the regular system that he's going with regular gedorim of Eden v'Asra. As I daven on. Now, as I the lashon of the pasuk is all the mafreshim talk about it. Vayiyu bnei Yisroel b'midbar, vayimtzu ish mekoshish eitzim. What's this hakdama that they were in the midbar? What's the point of mentioning that they were in the midbar? So there's a lot of pshatim. The Shagasari says the Pshat, the Be'emes, whenever you do Malachas Toilish, you should be Potter. Because Be'emes Tois is already in Sochem as a Kasha. Whenever you do Malach of Shabbos, you should be Potter because of a Hoyle. Hoyle, that you needed it for a Hoyle. Hoyle, you needed it for a Hoyle, so it should be Potter. So Tois is Hoyle Loish Shchiach. But the Kasha is by Malachas Toilish, you needed to make firewood for a Moho after a Milo. And therefore you should never be chayav malachas toilish hoil that you would need the wood to make a fire for someone that just had a milah. In Tanya, you should be potter always as hoil of milah. Zok the pasuk by Yehu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. In the midbar they didn't do milah. Oy v'zoy, v'yim tzvish mekoshish eitzim. That's if you learn the pshat of toilish. V'yim tzvish mekoshish eitzim. Rashi already stole on the pshat. Rashi says, by Yehu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, b'gnusen shal Yisrael dibur akosev. Shal oishomer el Shabbos b'shoyna. Uv'shni abaz ebechillah. Right away, the second Shabbos they were mechal. Right, here we learn now that they would have kept two Shabbos. Which Shabbos was this? The Yidden were given Shabbos in Morrow, before Matan Torah. This story of the Makoshish happened before Matan Torah, the week after Morrow. Or maybe Rashi means the week after Shavuos. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there, he was in Shemayim. Rashi means the week after Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu came back with the Lucha Shneis. So then they already kept a lot of Shabbos. I don't have a clue, guys. When is this Shabbos Echas that they kept? The Morrow Dikah Shabbos, or the Matan Torah Dikah Shabbos? Or after Yom Kippur, the Kishas. If Leis is Chet and Rashi, Moana Shach, it's modern. Over the Rambanans, it was after the Chet Meraglim Gor, much later. The year, second year. And that's the measures that we said, that after the Chet Meraglim, he did it L'Shem Shemayim, they shouldn't think. The Erechayim had a different Pshat. He wanted to say, like the Pshat, that it's Havor B'Shus Arabim. The Emes, the Gemara, and Shabbos, the Avov has a Shaila. Is a Midbar or B'Shus Arabim? Or is a Midbar a Carmelist? Gemara brings a Sphere in the Brisa. The Avov and Shabbos. And if the Gemara like Kasha, Hav is man shahayu Yisrael b'midbar. Hav is man shaloi hayu Yisrael b'midbar. Learned Rashi and also Taisus. When the Yidden were in the midbar, so then it was a rishus arabim. Taisus explains because you need sheish meres elef, and therefore it's considered a rishus arabim. When the Yidden are not in the midbar, it's not a rishus arabim. According to the man Yomar, that it was talking about the malach of Mekoshe was havar rishus arabim. You have to give Akdama. Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Avidoy, it has a din of Rosh Hashanah. That's why he was chayiv, like the pshat of Makoshish of Rosh Hashanah. Over Kol Day is good if you learn it with Havar Rosh Hashanah. If it's Meleches Toilish, frekta Orachayim. What's the Hemshech of Midbar? Zok the Meleches Toilish, that's a Stamazay Pashit. Where were the trees in the Midbar? I mean, how do you have a Meleches Toilish in the Midbar? It's a Midbar. Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. There was a Be'er, there was Pardes, and there was trees. Toilish is good. Havar is not sure of that because they brought wood from somewhere else. But Havar, we said already. B'nei Yisrael b'midbar. That is considered a Rosh Hashanah. But this judgment of Rosh Hashanah is only good according to Shitas Rashi and Tosis. The Rambam and the Shabbos learns the Gemara Punkt Fakert. On Shabbos above, the Gemara has a steer of Rosh Hashanah. If a midbar is Rosh Hashanah, Zok the Gemara Loi Kasha. Zok the Rambam. Loi Kasha Kan Bizman, that is the Yidden were in the midbar. Then it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Because it was surrounded by an Anani Kovet, it was not a Rosh Hashanah. Kan bizmanazeh has a din of Rosh Hashanah because there's no Anani Kovet. And you don't need vice versa Sheish Meisalaf. According to the Rambam, you don't have the Cheshbon of the Arachayim. But more than that, according to the Rambam, it's Shver. How could you learn that the Mekoshish was the Malach of Rosh Hashanah? You have to learn like the other Pshatim of Toilish. Lepilpula, you could say, it says, they didn't know what his din is. You could say a lot of Torah, what exactly was the Shakra Batariye? But you can learn that they were arguing with Havar Rosh Hashanah, and they were arguing with the Machlokes Rashi and Rambam whether a midbar has a dinner Rosh Hashanah. Bizman a midbar, bizman shesol shalim a midbar. Thus, the given the sugya. Ken zogin asar zachen of efshal pidar kena of the halakha going now. That could be the Machlokes. After the Makoshish, or there's one asked to on the Makoshish takim. The Gemara has a pasuk. It says Havar lechalik yotzis. Havar lechalik yotzis. What does it mean lechalik yotzis? What would I have thought? So Rashi says, I would have thought that you're not chayiv unless you do all 39 malachas. That's what I state in Rashi and Yivamas. Without the din of Havara L'chalik Yotzis, I would have thought that you're not chayiv on Malach Shabbos unless you do all 39 malachas. Fred said, Nakasha, you're not chayiv unless you do all 39 malachas. The Makoshish only did one malacha, Makoshish ate him, and he was chayiv Misa. He didn't do all 39 malachas. An often a pasuk that you don't need to do all 39. That means of him, that the Makoshish was a Hiras Shah. But if it's Hiras Shah, then you can't tell me he was Mechavon L'Shem Shemayim. If he was Mechavon L'Shem Shemayim, he obviously did something that's Takechayiv Misa in order to make the L'Shem Shemayim. It was Hiras Shah. Those two things don't go together. And Oy Bazoy, this is already a Cheshbon. That's a Shem, a Cheshbon was Megay Tzogin. But I don't know what Heron a Cheshbon. There's a steer in Rashi. When it says Havar L'Chalik Yotzis, Rashi in Yivam says, the Havin will be, you have to do all 39 Malachas. Rashi in Pesachim and a lot of other Rishonim learn, Havar L'Chalik Yotzis doesn't mean you have to do all 39. Havadi, you do one malacha, you chayiv. Now the havin would be that if you do more than one malacha in one halama, you only chayiv one. You're not chayiv separately for each malacha. But not that there's a havin, you have to mamash do all 39 malachas. What's the pshat of the steer in Rashi? Rabbi Kiva, in Pesachim, it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that says that the Mekoshish was Tzlofchot. And right away the Gemara screams, what are you telling us, Lashon Hara on Tzlofchot? The territory. Rabbi Akiva holds that it was L'shem Shemayim. Now if Rabbi Akiva holds it was L'shem Shemayim, that means it couldn't be Ayiras Shul. It has to be, he did it L'shem Shemayim, he really did it Aveir. So you see clearly that one Malach is also an Aveir. So Rashi himself, I'm going according to Rabbi Akiva, has to learn that Avada, one Aveir is enough. And Avara L'chala just means you're only going to be Chayiv one, even if you do a few Malachs. But Nivam is Rashi is able to go back the way he learned on Poshit. That Avara L'chala is that there was Mamash Ahavim and that you're not Chayiv unless you do all 39 Malachs. And the Makoshish was Ayiras Shul. That's Evshek and Ramach and Achel. Yeah, now there's a hemshah between the Makoshish and Tzitzis. The Makoshish was Machal Shabbos, and then you have the Parsha of Tzitzis. The Gra says that we know in the Chulias of Tzitzis, when you make the Chulias, when you make on the Psil, we wrap around the Tzitzis, the main Psil, 39 times. And he said that's connected to the 39 Malachas of Shabbos. And not only that, there's a lot of different Minhagim. Mr. Burman's done various Sheetis. If you make a Yudke Vodke, a different Hashboinus of Chulias. But the basic Sheet is you do 7, 8, 11, and 13. That's connected to different Malachas. There are 13 Malachas of Zriya. Then there's 11 malachas of Ariga, of a Beged, 8 malachas of Eitzim, and then there's 7 of the rest of the malachas. That's the head of malachas, the 39 malachas to categorize, is parallel to the 39 chulias on the tzitzis. It's yadua by the mitzvah of tzitzis. Whenever you're wearing a four-cornered Beged, you have to wear tzitzis. Versteitach. Now, this is a big topic, but just on top and a little bit, there's a famous Mordcha, and there's other Rishonim, but they say like this, that the MS, there's no Aveira to wear a four-cornered beggar without tzitzis. No, you're machuyev, you have a mitzvah. If you're wearing a four-cornered beggar, you're machuyev to put on tzitzis. If you don't, you're being mabatel a mitzvah tzitzis. But let's say you can't, you have a place, you don't have tzitzis, it's Shabbos, you're in the middle of walking, and you have no way of getting tzitzis, and you have a four-cornered beggar, there's nothing wrong with wearing a four-cornered beggar. You're not being makayim a mitzvah. You're not being Makayim a mitzvah. You're not doing an Aveira. Another Rishonim argue, no, your mom is doing an Aveira. Kavimat Bar Mamurim. Chlape, the Shiloh, the Gemara in Menachas is talking about a person was walking on Shabbos and his tzitzis broke. One of his tzitzis is broke. And the Gemara has written, once the tzitzis are puzzled, so now it's a question of carrying. The Shiloh is was up with the carrying. You have another problem. The Gemara has, even if it's a Carmel, it's only the Siddur Rabbanah. You're having an Oiver and Isser de Raisa of wearing a four-cornered beggar without tzitzis. And that wasn't the Nidin. So there's a mechleikis b'shoinim, but the Morcha and the Riazok, and they want to prove because there's no iser; it's only a mitzvah. There's a huge Shagas Ari about it, and there's a lot of arichas nachrayim. Well, on top on one prat of it, the Shagas Ari wants to bring a raya to the yisoid of the Riazok and the Morcha and Siman Lamed Beis that be'emes there's no avera. Zok the Shagas Ari bizmanazeh we don't have tcheilas, and the remainder as yeah, but bizmanazeh we don't have tcheilas. The Gra says l'dayroisam that the lovan is going to be l'dayroisam. And then there's Tcheles. Tcheles is not L'dayrus. The Medrash Rabba also in this week's parasha. Guns are the Tcheles. There's a Gneza on the Tcheles. Now we don't know what the Tcheles is. Over, so nowadays, a lot of the Olam is Noeg, they don't wear Tcheles. How could you wear four corners without Tcheles? There's a mitzvah of Lovan and a mitzvah of Tcheles. What's the heter to wear a four-cornered beggar? You're not wearing Tcheles. Better don't wear a four-cornered beggar. What's your heter? You're not wearing Tcheles. What's the heter? Zok the Shagas Ari, Shmami no, that there's no Aveira. It's a mitzvah to do it. You don't have it, you don't. And more than by the Lovan, you don't have it, so you don't wear Lovan. If wearing a four-cornered beggar without Lovan is an Aveira, then wearing a four-cornered beggar without Tcheles should also be an Aveira. And then, we shouldn't wear begotten Bechlala four corners. And the Mavata, we can't be begotten the mitzvah, what's going to do? Zok the Shagas Ari, that's a riot to the Real Zokin and the Morcha, that there's no Aveira, and that's all with Tcheles. The Steigler in Menachas, he wants to argue, he wants to say, no, it's not a riot. Maybe lo olam it's an aveira, and wearing a four cornered beggar without tzitzis is an aveira, and wearing a four cornered beggar without tcheles is an aveira. You're over an isra essay of not wearing tcheles. So why are we wearing it now in Vanzeh? Because there's a mitzvah of lovin, and a lovin about tcheles ain't ma'akman zeh, and it's essay doiche isra essay. The mitzvah's essay of lovin, but that's what we're doing. The mitzvah's essay of wearing lovin is doiche the isra essay of wearing tcheles. And Yadayin Avitzin, he's doing an isra essay of levisha dalit knavas belit tcheles. Shagas Ari says, no, there's no Isser, because it's only a mitzvah. You don't have it, you don't have it. Same way if you don't have love on you, you can wear it. The disciples say, no, Lo'ilam, it is an Isser. It's the essay of love on is doicha, the Isser of wearing it without chesed. And that's why we're wearing Dalit Knafis with Banazim. It's a big old price. That's why he's up there. Farana Gemara. In Menachis, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rami Tchelis, a person within Shei Basin. Rabbi Yehuda used to put tzitzis on his wife's clothes, on the ladies of his house. They also used to wear tzitzis. Correct the Gemara, why? The mitzvah says she has man grama. Tzitzis is not noig balayla. It's a big machalekis Rishonim. Does it mean tzitzis is not noig at night? Or tzitzis is not noig on a beged layla? Machalekis Rambam and Tosis. But either way, pachar the mitzvah says she has man grama. So why was he doing it? Is the emes hazoy for Rana, famous minchas chinuch, the minchas chinuch wants for two oif, that if you hold tzitzis is chayv as talis, so then noshim could be chayv. Because if you hold chayv as talis, so then it's not a chiv on the guf of the person. He wants to shtel tzu, the ritva and kedushin daf chavtes, he was helping by them, that the ritva and kedushin daf chavtes says, why do you need a pasuk by milu that it's not, that noshim apotir, oy sevel oyso. Anyway, this is mandra. I'm toys respect the kashi. I'm going to say, it's a red number, it's a red. But the Ritva said, and said in the Chizkinach on the Ritva, and we'll learn the Ritva different, that only a mitzvah on your guf has the din of Zman Grom. So after Rabbi Zayach, if it's a Chayvus Gavra, then it's a mitzvah on your guf. But if it's Chayvus Talis, then it's not, you're not going to be Chayiv, then it's not considered as Zman Grom, and Noshim can be Chayiv. Rabbi Zayach, the Kasha is, so what's the Gemara's problem with Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds Chayvus Talis, and maybe that's why he put it on his wife's begotten. Teretz is, Minei Yubei, the Gemara that says he would make a brachalis ativ every morning when he put it on. If he holds chayvus talis, then he should make a bracha when he puts it on the beged, not when he puts it on. And since he made a bracha every day, obviously he holds chayvus gavra. Oy vazayv, like the Gemara, it should be a p'tor, as man grama. Vazayv v'lazon. Yitzchana, sach in yonam, zah, shpeit. Rashi says, at the end of the parasha, shmoy nechutim shebo, keneged shmoy neyomim sheshow yisroel mishiyotzu mimitzrayim. The eight chutim on the tzitzis are connected the 8 days between when they left Eretz Yisrael until they said Shira on the Yom. Preg and Alan Mepharshim on the Rashi, it's seven. There are 7 days, Shvi Yishol Pesach. Rashi says, Shmoyin Achutim connected Shmoyin Yom. Machar, it's only 7 days. As they Preg and Alan after Rashi. So some make a cheshbon that the cheshbon of Shmoyin Yom is from Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach they already shechted the carbon Pesach. And they said Hallel when they shechted the carbon Pesach. So we're counting the 8 days from the Zman Shechitas at Pesach until they said Shira Alayom. There's a mahalach in the Chasam Sofer that they said Shira in the Yam the next day also again. There's a mahalach of the Hafla and a lot of Machronim go that by the Goyish calendar always the day comes before the night. So when they left Eretz Yisrael they were still on the Goyish Cheshvan and then they switched over being the Yid. So you get in the Cheshvan you get an extra day. And that, there's a lot of Torah about that under the Titan. But that could also be an Eitzah for the Rashi. What's the Shmoy Nechutim? I saw the Meshech Chochma wants to say, changes the Girsan Rashi. He says Shiva Chutin Shevet Tzitzis connected Shiva Yamin Shiyatim Mitzrayim. What's the pshat? Shayne Kuntz, change the gears to Shiva, but the Shmoyin Chutim. So he says like this: Be'emet is Tchelis and this Lovan. How many Chutim are Tchelis? The Machlokes Rambam and Raavad. The Rambam holds that one out of seven, one out of eight, seven of Lovan and one of Tchelis. That means when you're folding in half of one of them is a Tchelis. And the Raavad holds no, two are Tchelis and six are Lovan. So he wants to say after working with the other Rashi's, but he wants to say Rashi goes with the Shita Rambam, and Rashi's talking about the Shiva. Chutim of Lavan are connected to Shiva Yamin till Kriyas Yamsa. And it's not so shver Rashi, let me hang on the Lavan. Look at the Dibra Masla of Rashi, Psil Techelis. And Rashi first is Mayrach about the union of Techelis. And then he fears Ois, the way to Meshach Chachma, after he explained to you what the Techelis is, then he says, and the Shiva Chutim of Lavan, that's connected to Shiva Yamin. It's all part of this one, he's bringing from Moshe Adash, and I think he's bringing all this together. All the whole thing is Miyasadish and Moshe Adash, and this whole Arichas, the last few Rashis are from Moshe Adash. So the Dibra Masla is Psil Techelis, and first Rashi explains you what Techelis is. And then you should know the Shiva Chutim of Lavan is connected to Shiva Yamin. Someone wanted to tie it to me. Al derech the Meshech Chachma, the oil you go with Shmoyna. But you go with the Mahal that the first night was still on the Goyish Cheshbon. So that first night on the Goyish Cheshbon is the one of Techelis, and then the 7 days is the seven of Lavan. So mixing both Chatham. The oil will be go with Shmoyna, and we're putting both Chatham together. Epshin. But it's totally Fashtaitzach and the Machlekes Rambam and Raavad if it's one chut of tchelas or two chutim of tchelas, like the rabbi Avada that is mishnah. Uriisem oisoi uzechartem es kol mitzvahis Hashem leman tizkru es kol mitzvahis Hashem. Rashi learns what are you going to see? Machlokes Ramban and Rashi. Rashi learns uriisem oisoi you're going to see the tzitzis. Rashi says tzitzis is gematria 600 plus 8 chutim and 5 ksharim is taryag mitzvahs, and that's uriisem oisoi uzechartem es kol mitzvahis Hashem. Azoizok Rashi. Frek the Ramban. Tzitzis is gematria 590. There's not two yuds, and there's not five ksharim. It's not a deraisa to have five ksharim. Only one kesher is deraisa. And according to Beis Hillel, b'chlal, there's not shmoy nechutim. there's only shisha chutim because he only put three. And for al zayin, you don't get to the chesed of tariyak. The Ramban argues and he says, "Reisam oisei is going on the psil tcheles, because tcheles doim eliyam, biyam doim elirakiy, rakiy doim elkisei akovet." And reisam oisei is going on the tcheles. Now, what is pshat in the pasuk? But I think it's halacha lemais. We know there's the famous yisoid of the kavanas habach, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that every mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. But bazunder, the bach brings down by mitzvahs tzitzis, mitzvah sukkah, and mitzvah tefillin, that the Torah of the Feir says leman tizkeru, leman yegdu l'reseichem, and by tefillin also it says. So therefore, by those three mitzvahs, there's a bazunder din of kavana, which is pashtus, not ma'akid, the suffering in prima godin, pashtus, not ma'akid. But there's a bazunder of kavana to have in mind why we sit in the sukkah, why we wear tzitzis, and why we wear tefillin. And why do we wear tzitzis? Leman tizkeru, reisam oisei, v'zachartem. What does it mean when you're having the kavana sabach? L'chatchil l'chosh, mazalam kavana sabach. You have to know, like Rashi having in mind that you're going to see the gematria of 600 plus the chutim and the ksharim. And like the Ramban, you're reisam oisei, v'zachartem. You're having in mind the tcheles. It's negay by sukkah also. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Chafei. Paskins, that sukkah means banani kovet. Well, he's paskining on Agarat the Gemara of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. It's negay the kavana sabach. And Allah Almighty, the stomach of the Elam should have in mind both things. When you're having in mind sukkah, you have in mind machloek and serving, you have in mind both serving. That nani kovid and the sukkah's mamish that they built in the middle. Gate of bay is doichet. So when Hovind is in, Reisam Oisei is the charetim, as Rashi learns the gematria of 600 with the ksharim and the chutim, gets to 613. And the Ramban says it means the tcheles. It's going on, we don't have tcheles like the Ramban. We don't have the Reisam Oisei is the charetim like the Ramban. We don't have tcheles. The Meshech Chochma says, Kol mitzvah Hashem is gematria 612. So Re'isim Oisai was the chartem. What the other 612 mitzvahs? You're going to wear the tzitzis. That mitzvah you're doing now. And on your days that you remember, Kol mitzvah Hashem is the gematria of the other 612. If you do what the Chafetz Chaim had wrote a sefer even on the inyan of the tariyag mitzvahs. A person should know the tariyag. He made a sefer mitzvah kotzer. He talks to them different from the tariyag mitzvahs I mentioned based on it. Sefer mitzvah Rambam. How many you know? I don't know. It's like 300 or 400. They remember all 613 to know. But the Chavetz Chaim is to say, "Ure Isa Moisei uzachartem." As meveisen kemi gedenken, as meveisen ish, there's no to gedenken. The Torah says, "Look at your tzitzis to remember the mitzvahs." So you have to know them, and that's why he wrote Marduk b'chum in the Chavetz Chaim. He wrote the sefer mitzvah kotzer, so the oilam learn in the tariyag mitzvahs, and then you'll be makayim the mitzvah. Ure Isa Moisei uzachartem. Or as meveisen ish, the kemi gedenken. But there's a suru acharei levavchem, va'acharei einechem. The beginning of the parsha was the Meraglim. And what does it say here? V'loisa suru? Zag Rashi, what's Lashon Sasuru? K'moy mitur ha'aretz. That's the beginning of the parsha, that they went around to look around the land. Ha'guf, ha'lev ha'inayim he Meraglim l'guf. U'misar sam oyes ha'veres. Ha'ayin roya ha'lev choymed v'aguf oyes ha'veres. The beginning of the parsha is Meraglim, and the end of the parsha is Meraglim. What's the Meraglim? The lev and the ayin. Now the Meraglim came back and told the Yidden the Lashon Hara. What did the Yidden do wrong? V'loisa suru. They went after the Meraglim. The same thing here. V'leisa suru doesn't only mean don't look with your eyes and don't afterwards that your leg should be chaymed. If it's already too late and your eye a nine sore and the leg was chaymed. Oh, but there's a law v'leisa suru. Don't go after it. The v'leisa suru is nishan nor the etzim cook and the etzim chaymed. Nachtam as the leg and the eye the miraglum of a chayin gizem. Oh, but the aver of yidin was v'leisa suru. Don't go after them. That's also here. The v'leisa suru. Don't go after the levavchem. We'll just end off. Levavchem zuminus. Levavchem zuminus. What's the minus? Minus is a lechayer machshava of machshava about because in the rush. What's the levavchem zuminus? So we'll just say speg. We'll say two pshatim. The Chavetz Chaim said, "Faran amol yidden lie the you have yidden vazogin. Medavzan hayidden in the heartsin. You have to have a good heart. Be a good person. Be a mensch. Tefillin Shabbos kashrus nu. Medavzan a mensch. Doesn't the ikir? Fashteitzach. This is because surah achni levavchem. Zogin shad the ikir. Medavzan a good heartsin. Nay." So nish nor dos. Avad is aina yidin the tariyag mitzvah. So re'isa moisai uzachardim is kol mitzvah Hashem. V'loi sasuru acharei levavchim. Don't just say, oh, medav homen dain agut the hearts. Medav ton the ala mitzvah Hashem. Acharei levavchim zum minus. Those are the Chofetz Chaim. Rav Elchanan used to say a pshat, tzidua, he writes in the, that he says, be'emes, a person can't be not because. Al piseichel, how can the Torah one from a person in Amuna? What's the time on him? He doesn't know, he wasn't born to that? No. The seichel is mechayev Amuna. It's the taivus and the lave that takes away emunah. Be'etzem al piseichel. I mentioned that odin lebi rezu al piseichel zet min emunah. Like a mensch harnish can emunah. Of course, the problem is in the lave, not in the rush. And that's why it's a surah achel levavchem.